broadcasting from the financial capital of the world. This is NBRFM, New York City.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Elvis Marchand. And for my next guest, coming out of Lone Tree, Colorado, she is a psychotherapist and a career and business coach. Please welcome everybody, Sarah James. Sarah, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Now, why don't you just start us off with just telling us a little bit about yourself and what it is you do?
So I own a therapy and coaching practice here in Lone Tree, Colorado. We actually have 4 locations now in the South Metro Denver area. We have a team of 8 therapists that we've grown to. I've had the practice for about 12 years now.
Very cool. And how is it that you got started, or what led you to do what you're doing now?
Well, I've always known that I wanted to be a therapist ever since I was in high school. I really enjoy connecting with people on deeper levels, and I knew I wanted a career that felt meaningful and rewarding. I'm also someone who gets kind of bored with the day-to-day, but I've learned, you know, that something new happens in my office every day and experience something new with all my clients, so it's the perfect fit for me. I'm also highly motivated to get people where they want to go in their life. So many people, I believe, limit themselves, and I just don't believe in that. I just believe that all of us should go out there and do what we want to do and get what we want out of our life, and I help people connect with that motivation every day.
Gotcha. Now, when someone reaches out to you for help for the first time, what is it that you mostly come across? Do you find most people are kind of just lost in direction where they want to go, or they're dealing with some anxiety? What is it you find?
Anxiety is a big one. We see that a lot. I see a lot of people who just flat out say they're stuck and they don't know how to get unstuck in their life. They almost don't have a vision of where they want to be, or they don't believe in themselves that they can actually get to where they want to go in life. Oftentimes people say, you know, I've got this childhood stuff that went on, and I know I just finally need to deal with it, and I'm finally ready to do that at this time of my life. Other people come with relationship issues, and what I find a lot is, struggles in their marriage, and so many people just don't know how to be married, so it's really learning some marital tools and things like that. But there's so much that people can learn to become unstuck and just start getting more movement in their life, and that's what we see a lot of.
Gotcha. And why do you think it is so many people reach out to you for help? What is it about you that separates you as opposed to someone else?
That's a really good question. I think my personality is kind of, people come to me and they kind of throw a bunch at me, and I take charge and I'm able to organize what they're saying, and I think it provides a lot of relief. I also believe that I am highly trained in what I do. I stay very well within my scope of practice and my focus and my specialties. And within those, I have a great amount of expertise, and I feel that people find an incredible amount of relief in that, because they're finally getting answers to things that they've questioned for quite some time or felt incredible discomfort with for quite some time.
Cool. And what do you see for yourself moving forward? Are you looking to possibly expand into more things, or really just hone in on what you're doing now?
Well, let's see. We continue, I've owned the business since I was in my late 20s, and it's continued to grow and grow. And so continuing to scale the business as an entrepreneur and being the sole owner of this company, it's always learning new business strategies for expansion. I really like being able to hire wonderful therapists who are passionate about what they do, and they love working here, so I really enjoy that. For my own clinical practice, I'm going to be starting to lead a lot more workshops and retreats, hopefully up in the mountains, since we are here in Colorado. And really, these retreats will be focusing on helping people really align and find their life purpose, as well as a lot of empowerment work. So that's what I see in the future. And also, we just purchased an office building. And so in the near future, I see myself decorating that office building. And that's going to take quite a bit of time, and it's a little bit different than my day-to-day.
Awesome. And what would you say is the most rewarding part of what you do?
Seeing human potential every day. I would say, because it's there. It's there within all of us. And it's just linking people to their own potential and then watching them grow. You know, I have people come to me who struggle so much in their careers, yet, you know what, they're ready to start their own business. You know, I've worked with a few attorneys who they're ready to start their own law practices, and it just takes a little bit of mindset shift, and they get there. There's so many limiting beliefs that people just live under, and it's so rewarding watching just within, you know, a few conversations with people, them just bust through those and seeing just true human potential come out and people really believing in themselves. And then it also bleeding out to the people in their life. It affects everyone around them. It affects their children, their spouses, the people they work with, their friends, and they are able to then help the people around them become limitless in their own beliefs without even really knowing it. I see that.
That's awesome. And what is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for more information?
Well, our direct line is 303-241-0421. My email address is Sarah with an H at counselingloantree.com. I do a lot of Skype sessions with people out of town who are wanting to work on business and career development and mindset beliefs. So that's a lot of stuff that I do outside of Colorado. And then within Colorado, I do a lot of therapy in our office.
Gotcha. Well, Sarah, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on air with us. I really do appreciate you taking the time out.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And for everyone else listening in, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Broadcasting from the financial capital of the world, this is NBRFM, New York City.
Of course my kid's in the right car seat. Well, I think he is.
Yeah, my kid's in a booster seat. He was ready to move up. He is ready, right?
Her car seat looks like the right size.
There are probably rules on when to move up to a booster seat, aren't there?
Rear-facing? Forward-facing? I think I have it right.
Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your children in the right car seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat.
I know my child's in the right car seat, or else I wouldn't get in the driver's seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.